Derry City manager Paul Hegarty. Paul, first of all, just an update on Patrick McIlhenny.
Well, at the minute he's in the medical room, you know, and he's receiving treatment, but more than likely he's going to have to go to the hospital. Don't know exactly what it is yet, you know, but he's not in great shape at the present moment, you know.
Was it a contact injury or was it something that just happened to him?
No, I'm not quite sure, to be perfectly honest with you, you know, but, like, he's okay in the sense, you know, he's able to, he's talking away and whatnot else, but he's very, very sore, you know. No point in me speculating on it because I just don't know, to be perfectly honest with you.
How good was that performance tonight?
Very, very pleasing. Very, very pleasing. You know, we spoke about it before the game, about, you know, I felt bad about having to leave players out tonight. And genuinely, I felt really bad because those players that were left out tonight put on a real shift for Derry City over the last number of weeks, and other players come in and put on another shift tonight. And I think that's what it's all about. Every one of them deserve a lot of credit, not just 11 players that were on the pitch tonight, but on the performance itself. I thought the first half was pretty open, you know, and they had chances and we had chances. But I felt the second half we took complete control of the game, you know, and probably could have won it a bit more, you know.
The two goals, they came at a good time for you right at the start of the second half, and, you know, they had no response to you then, really. Sure they hadn't?
No, well, they threw bodies forward and that, and they threw big high balls, and this caused us a few problems and that. But, you know, if you look at it on the whole, I don't think Jared is one meaningful save to make, you know, and that's good from a defensive point of view in that as well. But, you know, our team is mostly based on trying to score goals, you know, and, you know, and they have that belief in them now that there is goals in the team. No matter what way we play, we don't always play the same way in any two given matches. We just look at every game and take it on its own merits, you know. Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong. Unfortunately, you know, enough tonight, we got it right, you know.
So what does it mean to you now, knowing that the job's done, that you're safe, you've achieved your objective?
Well, we haven't necessarily achieved our objective because we...
Well, you won't be relegated.
No, but we targeted that sixth spot, you know, and we have two matches to come, you know, and I said to the players before the match that, you know, last week's performance probably wouldn't be good enough to win down Limerick tonight, so they upped it another bit. And, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement there in that squad of players, you know, and if they keep a focus on that, then there's no reason, you know, why we can't push on another one.
I wonder just how good do you feel this team can become, what is there to be achieved?
Well, I mean, for this season, like, we're trying to finish sixth. That's the best we can finish this season, you know, and you know, keep the wee run going. And it breeds confidence, you know, and, you know, I'm sure the supporters, the Derry supporters that were there tonight, you know, and you could hear them in the second half, and they were brilliant, and it's great to see it, you know, and the boys really appreciate that, you know, and probably in the manner in which we're playing, you know, I think we play some good football, and that, and, you know, I think, you know, if we can, you know, get that mentality into them, that, you know, they are as good as anybody, you know, if they want to, you know, if they really want to push on, them boys can do an awful lot in their careers.
In the four games that you've been in charge, you've won three and drawn one. We've just spoken to Gerard Doherty. He says absolutely wants Paul Hegarty in charge next season. I think you know what question's going to come. I mean, are you going to take this job on now for next season?
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, I mean, I came up with it at the time that I took a job after Peter, that, you know, we spoke about it, myself and the chairman, that, and we decided, you know, well, I decided that I'd take the job 10 in the season, and that would be it, and then we'll see then how things are, you know.
But things are in a good place. You've stayed up, you're into the top half of the table. I think, I'm sure, I can't speak for all the supporters, but I'm sure certainly the majority would want you to stay, given the job that you've done. It must be a very appealing situation for you.
It's very satisfying tonight, to be perfectly honest with you. And you know, as I said to the players, like, you know, before the match, that it's been an absolute pleasure because, you know, they were asked to up, you know, the tempo and training and everything else. They've done everything they were asked to do. You know, if we get it wrong as you know, a backroom team and that, well, then that's our fault. You know, but the players have done everything they're asked to do, and you can't ask for any more than that.
So no definite decision at the end of the season then?
Don't, yeah. Well, look here, we'll see you in a few weeks' time, see what happens, you know.